Morning. So last week we discussed the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. This week I would like to continue with the halachas of Lag BaOmer, since Yetz Shem this week, exciting day. Which is interesting. Lag BaOmer is a day of we celebrate and enjoy as a day of joy in Torah Shas. It's not brought down this day as a yontif. But the Mekubalim found reference to it in the Torah. They have different psukim that they show that it's meramis to this day of Lag BaOmer. On the day of Lag BaOmer, for some, it's the end of their period of Minhage Avelos, that everyone's like 33 days. So some start from the beginning until Lag BaOmer. For others, it still continues until Rish Chodesh Sivan or the Shlesh Me'ekbalah. And there are different reasons given for why this is a day of joy. One reason is that this is the day that Shimon bar Yochai was Nifter, and it's brought down, according to many, it's his Yahrzeit, and it's brought down that on the day that he was Nifter, he called together his Talmidim to give them over secrets of the Torah, which was later compiled as called Idra, the Sefer Idra Zuta, which is a portion of the Zohar, and he asked that the son shouldn't set until he finishes giving over these secrets of Torah. And that's one of the reasons for the minig of the bonfires, because it's to show the light that stayed, that remained, the sun that stayed out until he finished. So too, we add light to the world, so it should be lit until later on in the night. But that's so when you buy the bonfire, at least you could think about the Zohar that was being compiled back in the year that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was Nifter. We find already in the Rav Ravadi Bar Tanura wrote his Pirish on Mishnayos. So he traveled around the world, he did travels. So he wrote different letters from different places where he was. So when he was there at Sol, he wrote a letter to his son describing the bonfires that they were making in Eretz Sol. And also he spoke about how the minig of going to the cave of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And Rav Chaim Vital writes also how his Rebbe, the Arizal, went to Meron with his family for Lag BaOmer, and he remained there for 3 days. And on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a pirush called Ateres Zekeinim. The Teres Kain brings down Minigar to Sol to go to the cave of Shimon bar Yochai. Not the yeshivas that we may have to say this, but we hear the Takanai to go. So the minig, there is such a minig. So we have the minig of making bonfires, the minig of going to the cave of Rashbi, Dafka, on that day. So Shiva asked in the beginning of this month, why is it that on the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, we find that there's a need to fast? On all Yahrzeits, there's a need to fast based on Gemara and Shavuos. There's a makar that to fast on a Yahrzeit. When it comes to the Yahrzeit of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, it's a day of joy. Why is that? So there are many reasons given to this, but one reason is because the Rashbi himself asked that we should be Mesamech on this day that he was Nifta for the Torah that was given over and all that. Lag BaOmer happens to be the Yahrzeit of the Ramah also. Ramah that we follow, the Pesachim of the Ramah, it's his Yahrzeit on this day. Okay. Some of them, the Halachis and Minhagim, one should be careful that the night of Lag BaOmer, not to say tonight is Lag BaOmer until you count. If one did say it's Lag BaOmer, they're still allowed to count with a bracha. You do not lose the bracha. Tachnun is not said from Mincha already before Lag BaOmer, which means Lag BaOmer is Wednesday night, so from Tuesday afternoon by Mincha, we do not say Lag BaOmer. And also the minig is not to fast on Lag BaOmer, even someone who has a different Yahrzeit, they don't fast on Lag BaOmer. From the daytime of Lag BaOmer, haircuts are permitted. Some are of the opinion that the haircuts are permitted already the night before. Most liturgists wait for the morning. If Lag BaOmer is on Sunday, that's not the case this year, but if it would be on Sunday, then it will be mutter ready from Friday to take a haircut. According to those that followed Arizal was knowing not to take haircuts throughout the Sfira until Erev Shavuos, which includes Lag BaOmer, not to take haircuts. Those that followed the minhag of the Arizal. What? From Mincha before Lag BaOmer. Tuesday. Wait, Lag BaOmer is... Oh, I made a mistake. So, I almost gave you an extra day off. Right. So, Lag BaOmer is Wednesday night, so then it's from Wednesday. Thank you for correcting me. Good. On Lag BaOmer, it's mutter ready to make a wedding. The minig Ashkenaz is to wait till the day of Lag BaOmer to make a wedding, unless you won't be able to get a hall or something, so then you can make ready the night before. Meaning, that really the minig Ashkenaz is to make on Thursday, even though it's going to go into the night. That's not a problem. However, in case of need, so that you can already make from Wednesday night. On Lag BaOmer, it's permitted also to listen to music, even those that are continuing Sfira. Many wait until the morning, except by bonfires, because over there Rashbi himself asked to be Mesameach, so there are those that are Meikel by the bonfires, even though their minig is really to wait until the morning. Again, others have the minig already to listen to music from the night. Each person has to follow their minig. Some have the minig to play with bows and arrows, unlike Baima. And the reason for that is to signify that a rainbow never appeared in the days of Rashbi. Shimba Yechai was able to be Megan to protect his generation, that there wasn't even a tzad to bring a marble or to bring tzars to his generation. Therefore, that's the meaning of the rainbow. Any questions? Have a wonderful Shabbos.